Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Galatians, the uncorrupted gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, a balanced gospel, part 1. Throughout history, people have been trying to nail a sign to the cross of Jesus Christ, which reads, necessary but not enough. There's something about our fallen nature which causes us to rebel against the idea we are incapable of doing anything to earn our salvation. What is that something? Well, simply put, it's pride. We want to think we can contribute to the salvation process. But the Bible says we receive salvation by faith, or we do not get saved. Paul's letter to Galatia deals with the teachings of the Judaizers that Jesus is necessary, but not enough. In chapters 3 and 4, the apostle taught that the law and grace do not mix. In chapters 5 and 6, he answers the charge that living by grace encourages sin. He makes a two-edged appeal. Do not let yourself get entangled again in the yoke of slavery. And two, do not let your freedom become an occasion for the flesh. These appeals warn against two opposite ways that the gospel can be and are misused. We can give up our freedom, or we can abuse our freedom. And yet both must be avoided. The first appeal is expressed with three challenges. First, if you become circumcised, Christ profits you nothing. Look at verses 1 through 4 of Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. False teachers were trying to influence the Galatians to accept circumcision as a sign of their commitment to the law. You must choose between Christ and the law because you can't do both. If they chose circumcision, they needed to keep the whole law. If they seek justification by the law, then justification by faith is no good. Fallen from grace. This does not mean a Christian has lost salvation. Jesus settled that issue. John chapter 10, verses 28 and 29. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. The phrase simply means that one has fallen back into legalism, self-imposed slavery to the law. Righteousness is by faith in Jesus Christ, and rituals have nothing to do with it. Galatians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. So, second, you were doing so well. What happened? Look at verse 7. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other minds. Paul assured them that they were running a good race in the faith. Who got in the way? Who could so quickly lead them astray? Look at back at Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as... Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. And then chapter 4, verse 17. They zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you that you may be zealous for them. And then over in chapter 6, which we'll look at in verses 12 and 13. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. Did you notice that Paul never mentions any names? He used truth to try and persuade them, not by engaging in a personality contest. In the end, he trusted they would do the right thing. We need to be on guard against legalism in the church. Any teaching that adds works to grace for salvation, anything, any system, any teaching which adds works to grace for salvation is legalism. Any system which gives tradition or human ideas the same authority as Scripture is also legalism. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life, that's grace, and godliness, the new life, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. We need nothing added to salvation by God's grace at all. Nothing. And third, the one who troubled you will be punished. Verse 10, the second part of it. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? And then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. Whoever was responsible for the false teaching will be punished, as God will not allow people to spread falsehoods in His church unpunished. It will come. You know, the whole idea of R.G. Lee's payday, someday. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen. Even the spiritually mature Paul showed his anger. Righteous anger. Why was it righteous anger? Well, Paul was concerned for believers being impacted by the errors. Anger is righteous only when it's provoked by someone else being hurt. Jesus Christ never got angry about anything done to Him, nor should we. Stand firm in grace. You have a great day.